You're listening to Distraction Therapy. Conversations and sound walks at a time of change. With me, Rob Watson. Hello, Rob Watson here, and this is an episode of Distraction Therapy. Slightly different tack this week because I haven't been able to go out and do a sound walk. So what I am doing is reviewing some sound walks that I've been listening to or watching online recently. So I've got into watching walking tours on YouTube, and they're really good because they are a kind of unencumbered walk around different cities around the world. There's no music, there's no talk and no voiceover. It's just somebody walks around, and the audio quality is improving if you trace them through from when they really started coming onto the scene, I suppose about 2 years ago. Then you get a real sense of presence and place. So I've got about four or five lined up for us to listen to, and some music tracks as well. This video is, and I'll put these links in the notes on the blog page as well for the Distraction Therapy podcast blog update. So this first one is in Tokyo. It is a virtual exploration, Ikebukuro in Tokyo. And it was part of a walk and tour that somebody did in 2021. I'll put a link to the file on YouTube for that up online. Well, have a listen. See what you think. Does it sound particularly Japanese? Coming up, we've got a walk and tour in Montpellier. We've got a walk and tour in Lisbon. And we've got a walk and tour in Leicester as well.
Thank you. 客などによる客引き、勧誘は条例で禁止されています。通行の妨害です。すぐにやめなさい。こちらは池袋警察署です。
Hello, you're listening to Distraction Therapy with me, Rob Watson. If you want to find out more, you can go to my website, which is robwatsonmedia.net, where the listings for the Distraction Therapy podcast are online. This is a really fantastic walk that a guy called Samuel Rex did in Leicester. And it was at night time, so it is kind of as the clubs and bars were emptying out and people were piling onto the streets, and it just captures what goes on in the city at that time of night really well. It's a great kind of form of documentary. I'm not sure I'd be able to walk through a British city centre at 2 o'clock in the morning, but this guy does it really well, and it's worth checking out his YouTube accounts, because he's done them in various other places as well, so around the country. Just get that. So this one's called Leicester After Dark. It's probably suitably named after that famous Cardiff After Dark photography project. You can follow Samuel on Instagram at soldier_boy22 or afri9jablog on Twitter, and he's a blogger as well. So I'll let you listen to this one.
Wow, I'm not doing it. Wow.
That's 5 minutes, isn't it?
You got a man.
Hey, Sergeant Buffalo, we know
you've been hard, you've been around.
I'm chipping in my black tea, and nobody can stop me. I've lost my need for them. I went to bed starving. She hit without a warning. I wrecked it on the rocks again. Change. the same dream. A prison and a crime scene. I would tell them everything. Even though it don't hurt anymore, the truth remains. You were an honest mistake. Thank you.
So the third of our sound walks that we're listening to is one I picked up from Montpellier, which is a city I've been to a couple of years ago, and really enjoyed the kind of relaxed vibe and the way that it's, you know, kind of it's a kind of complete contrast with UK nighttime culture. It's very much a more convivial, what do I say, convivial, people are out late, but you, because of the relative difference in the temperature, this is in the summer, where you've got the warm nights, and you're in these confined streets, which are the narrow streets of the old town, and rather than being, you know, kind of drinking pints as kind of is what people do in the UK, is there's a kind of lesser sense of gregarious behaviour, let's put it like that. Anyway, have a listen to this, which was taken from a video called Nightlife in Montpellier by Go Explore.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, I'm Rob Watson. You're listening to Distraction Therapy, which is the kind of podcast I started doing kind of sometime during the pandemic lockdown in order to maybe try and make sense of, you know, how we're getting through the lockdown. What is it we're doing? Are we just sitting obsessing over Netflix, or are we reading all those classic novels that we've aimed to read over our lives? And now that we're coming out of lockdown, How are we accounting for that time that we spent? You know, what is it we've been up to? And one of the things I've discovered of late is walking tour videos. And I've been able to start using YouTube because I managed to get some money together to buy quite a large 50-inch TV. I've never had a TV that big. It's completely alien to me. I've always had kind of small monitors. And being able to stream channels through that, one of which is in addition to Netflix and Amazon Prime and things like that, you can get YouTube. So I've been watching videos and just sitting reading my book or listening to music of people walking around places that I either have been to or I want to go to, or I quite kind of don't quite think I understand. One of the things that I kind of really notice is there's a real contrast if you look at some places that you can visit. Look at places in Germany. Dresden comes to mind. Berlin comes to mind. And the kind of way that they've invested in France, the way that they've invested in the civic realm. So a lot of towns have trams. There's a lot of pedestrianisation or management of traffic, and cars are deprioritised in the pedestrian areas of the towns. Some areas are built up with shops like you get in the UK. And it's kind of really interesting way to see the contrast. I also like, I'm a bit of a people watcher, so I like observing people, and you can You can pick up a lot from these videos because they're in 4K, which is high definition, and the clarity and the colours are really precise. And you can see over time in the last couple of years that as these videos have been developed and the equipment has changed and the streaming capacity has changed so we can stream in high definition, then also, you know, you're kind of looking at places in a different way and you're starting to see a lot of the tours focus on architecture. So they'll maybe go into a church or they'll walk around the historic center of, say, Amsterdam. And you kind of, it's like a virtual tour. And it opens up these places to these other places that we maybe shouldn't be traveling to as much as we used to do, or it won't be the same in the future because we've got to worry about our carbon footprint. There's continents I've not visited, there's countries I've not visited, I've stuck to the well-worn path so far. Been to Bangkok a couple of times. I've actually traveled to Bangkok a couple of times, and the virtual tour is you know, allows me to go to places which I want to see and want to experience at some point, if that's possible. One place I was lucky enough to go to a few years ago was Lisbon, which I really enjoyed. It's a fascinating city with a really strong story and narrative about the past. Some of it good, some of it bad, the same as here in the UK, but it's again another city with a really nice vibe where you can, you know, kind of entertain yourself really without having to be entertained by other people. So this is from a Lisbon After Dark night walk through Lisbon in Portugal, and it just got some sounds from people kind of milling around the city centre in the evening time.
Thank you. Thank you.
You've been listening to Distraction Therapy with me, Rob Watson. Find out more at robwatsonmedia.net or follow me on Instagram and Twitter at robwmedia.